Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7N Radio brings to you the best of seven sports talk with Seven Mitchell.
Oh my God, it's going down, people. You are now rocking with the best. Welcome to the best of seven sports talk here on T7N Radio. I'm your host, as always, the Kid Seven Mitchell. We locked and loaded. It's going down. It's showtime. Game one, round three, an hour away. NBA Finals, Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors. It's about to be super crazy. Joining me is already, I got the usual suspects. Got my co-defenders with me. I got Nonfiction Slim and the Devil's Advocate J.O. join me. Salute, family. How y'all doing?
Chilling, man.
Yeah. You already.
It's about that time, man. We got a lot to talk about. Let's buckle up. Streets, y'all call up. Let us know who y'all got winning game one. 347-989-8102. So,
yo.
Slim. What's poppin', G?
Chillin', man. Yo, I'm going to tell you, LeBron got a chip on his shoulder tonight, man.
I got one on mine, too, as disrespectful as y'all was the other night. I got a big chip
on
my shoulder.
But now I'm just talking about, you know what I mean? I'm not, like I said, I just said, like, you know, how we had a talk about him taking a chump route, but what they did to his crib with the graffiti and the racial slur, that's not what's up, man. You know what I mean?
Word.
I wasn't feeling that right there, man. Word up.
Now, on the court, for the Cavaliers to upset the heavily favored Warriors for the second straight year, a lot of things really is going to have to fall into play. Their defense that was pretty much maligned throughout the regular season is really going to have to step up. They also going to have to figure out who's responsible for covering Golden State's Kevin Durant. I don't know if LeBron is going to be able to commit to guarding KD for the whole seven games.
I think LeBron James is taking the challenge, man. I think we're going to find out. A tip off, man. I think he's gonna take the challenge. I really do.
What about you, J.O.? What do you think the keys to victory for Cleveland to pull off the upset here in game one?
Give Kyrie the ball in the clutch and get the hell out of the way.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it 100. If the game is close, Cleveland's gonna win, man, because Kyrie's the best closer in basketball, man. If the game is close tonight, Kyrie Irving will close the show, man. You know what I mean?
That's how I feel.
I just
Golden
don't
State
see. To me, it's going to be more of Golden State losing than Cleveland winning. I don't see Cleveland being able to go back and forth with Golden State offensively. So I think Golden State going to have to be rusty and have an off game to lose this game one. I don't see how they're going to lose this one.
My thing with Golden State is, man, like I said, I told y'all before the other night, when I watched the game one versus the Spurs, man, and I seen how Kawhi Leonard controlled that game, that told me something right there. I'm like, damn, man, they may have a hard time with LeBron James. LeBron James is better than Kawhi Leonard, you know? More experienced, you know? And we going to see tonight, man. LeBron James dictate that tempo, man. That game be close for Kyrie to close, man. Golden State going to have some problems, man. I picked Golden State to take this series in seven, man. But tonight,
Jay,
man, it's up in
there. Jay, what do you think about the defense of the Warriors? Where do you think they stand that game one? Do you think they able to? You think they're going to be able to meet the challenge of LeBron?
I don't really anticipate Golden State defense to be great this series. Take a lot of fast break layups for LeBron. You know, Kyrie get his 25+. I just have them just outgunning them, you know. I think Steph Curry is going to be the MVP of the series, and I just think he's healthy and locked in. He's playing the best basketball of his career. So, I mean, that's the difference in my opinion.
You talk about a lot of easy. Go ahead, Smith.
Now, I just want to know if any of y'all heard Scottie Pippen's comment on Steph Curry.
Yeah, we'll get to that to Scottie in a second. What I wanted to get back to with the actual game, you talked about LeBron getting a lot of key layups easy layups in transition. Kevin Love, his ability to find open receivers, kind of sort of using an NFL term, you know, streaking down the basketball court, makes him big time. You know what I mean? When you think about it, I'm looking at a stat. Kevin Love completed more 20-yard throws in an NBA game than some NFL teams this year. Like, he has completed 17 passes this season with the Cavaliers that went for 20 yards. That's 17 that matches the LA Rams. That was more than the Denver Broncos, the Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Houston Texans. So that's key, too, to have somebody like Kevin Love, who's at the four, kind of leading transition like that. That's kind of rare.
That's when I did the keys to victory for the Cavaliers. I had one of them with Kevin Love, man, with his long pass. He's in the best shape of his career right now. The only thing the Warriors going to try to do is expose him in that pick and roll, man. If he could just play level defense, even kill defense and stay on the floor, bro, you know what I mean? It's going to be some problems, man. You know?
J.O., do you see in any way, shape, form, or fashion Cleveland winning the NBA Finals and someone other than LeBron James being the MVP?
You said, is anybody else outside LeBron?
I mean, can you actually see someone else from the Cavaliers? I know you felt like Kyrie may have deserved it last year, but do you actually see someone else if Cleveland's able to pull this off? Do you see someone being able to get that from LeBron, or do you feel like if Cleveland wins by default, LeBron will be the MVP?
No, I definitely think Kyrie has a chance. If he pull off a similar performance, I think people that would carry over to the voters, that may sway the voters to be like, yo, he did this last year. He may have could have got it last year. Now we've seen what he's doing in this playoff series. You know what? He's more valuable than we realize. Let's give it to Kyrie. So I can absolutely see Kyrie winning.
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Now, looking on the Western side of things, Kevin Durant, he was the one that made the big move in the offseason to go to Oracle. On paper, of course, he did what he wanted to do. They are now in the NBA Finals. Seeing how everything kind of played out this first year, Slim, do you think that the Kevin Durant move was a good decision now, looking at it in hindsight, now that the regular season and the playoffs is over?
For him, personally, it was a great move. But for NBA fans, he looks like a bird. You know what I mean? He looked like a bird, man. He taught the balance of the NBA, man. He makes LeBron James look sanctified, man. I'm going to tell you the truth, man. He make LeBron James move in 2010 look sanctified, man. Hold up.
I'm telling you, man.
Listen, 73 wins? You joining a team that won 73, dog, you already know you're going back to the finals, man. And it's a great possibility they win the finals. But a lot is on his shoulders, man. He got to bring it home.
Don't forget the fact that they were up 3-1 on Golden State as well.
Wait a minute now. Let's put things in perspective. Now, LeBron has essentially done what Kevin Durant did twice in his career.
Now, yeah, but you know what?
But look, though.
That's
going to
a 73-win team, though, dog?
It doesn't matter. It would have made a difference if they won 69 games. I mean, it really don't matter how many games they won. Just because Durant won up him doesn't make him a bigger bird, because he won up LeBron. LeBron won up. The main reason why LeBron did what he joined Dwayne Wade, people say because the Cavaliers was just trash, and that's their opinion. But the main reason he did it because he saw Kobe Bryant just win his fifth ring, and he was like, yo, I got to build a team that's bigger than the Lakers. I got to beat Kobe Bryant, so I got to combat that, and I got to team up to stop that Laker train. And, I mean, you just got to put things in perspective.
But you know what? Would you join a team if you did beat you in the playoffs if you was a pro athlete, man? came back and beat you, and you will go to them in the offseason, man?
Teams do that all the time. You see that with the Yankees and Red Sox players. It happens all the time in sports. Team Redskins and Cowboys. You know,
you
Deion
know
did it with
Cowboys.
And Cowboys.
Red made the best move for his career, though, man, but everybody didn't like it. But now the onus is on him. Got to bring it home.
I mean, yeah,
now,
he definitely got to win it.
If he brings it home, J.O., does that do anything for his legacy? Because Slim made a great point that, to me, regardless of what happens, he's automatically putting himself inferior to LeBron James
I'm
by making that move.
No, but no, because I put him and LeBron in the same playing field. So,
huh?
Put it like this.
Wait,
yeah, as far as what they did, that's what I'm saying. As far as, of course, LeBron better, historic, whatever.
Okay,
but
okay,
if he
I
just win, if he win this year, it may not do much, but by the end of his career, if he had 3 or 4 rings, nobody going to be sitting there, but yeah, man, he joined Golden State. They were like, man, this guy won 3, 4 rings just like how they do LeBron. When LeBron first won his ring, people were like, man, that was whack, though. Now he's
so
a multiple-time champion. It's okay.
But I just want to be clear, as far as this year, if he wins it, you feel like it's really not going to initially do anything for his legacy? I mean, it's good that he gets that first ring.
Let me backtrack a little bit. It's going to do something for his legacy if he clearly outplays LeBron and wins the MVP. Now, if Curry wins the MVP or Klay Thompson or Draymond win it, it's not going to do much for him. He got to clearly just wipe the floor with LeBron
and
he got to make a case for being the best player in the league, and that's the only way it's going to help.
Now, what if the tables are turned and he comes up short, Slim? What do you think the loss does to his legacy?
He's going to look real bad. He's going to hear it. He's going to hear it for the whole offseason going into the NBA season until he wins. But then he's still going to be kind of taking that you riding Steph Curry's coattail to a championship. Well, truthfully, it's Durant's team now, man. You know what I mean? He's the best player on there. He damn near leads them in every damn near category except rebounding, right? You know what I mean?
You know, it's an interesting point because it does seem like a mirror match with LeBron and Kevin Durant as far as how things are playing out. So if they do lose this year, that'll be 2 losses, NBA Finals losses.
LeBron is better than him, man.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm just thinking of, you know, potential. I think he's only like 28 years old, 29 years old, Kevin Durant.
28 or something like that, yeah. Yeah, he's like 28, 29, I think.
But you think
LeBron,
he's the best player on the Golden State team?
I don't think so. It's hard to put it there because I think he's the most talented, but I still think Curry is the most valuable player. And Curry has 31 points in the postseason.
Yeah.
I can't clearly say somebody on his team is better than that. I mean
the Rams missed
like
a lot of games too, right?
Like a Kobe's chat thing, in my opinion.
Slim, you brought up offseason. You brought up offseason backlash that LeBron got back in 2010, 2011. Which do you think would be the worst? If Kevin Durant loses after joining Golden State, who do you anticipate getting the worst backlash from
Durant is getting the backlash, bro. He's getting it, man, because he's on a team with 3 other All-Stars, man.
But
do
you think it'll be worse than LeBron when he made the decision?
It's gonna be worse. It's gonna be worse than LeBron, man. It's gonna be worse than LeBron, bro. You know what I mean? Look at the odds of the Warriors to win, man. They got everybody got the Warriors winning the championship because of him. He's dead. He's the replacement of Harrison Barnes. What about Durant stink it up like Barnes? You know what I mean? Listen, man, he just better perform and bring that championship back to Oakland, man.
9 o'clock tonight, game 1. NBA Finals. J.O., give me a score predictions. Who you got tonight?
I have Golden State 113. I have the Cavaliers 102.
Yeah, I think I got a double-digit game for Golden State, unless they just totally off. I don't think that, again, this game will totally determine the momentum and the flow of the whole series, but I got Golden State just coming off on fire tonight. I got LeBron doing his thing. I'm not sure about that supporting cast initially. So I got Golden State. I'm going to go I'm gonna go 109 to 99. Slim, who you got?
Damn, man. Game one, I like Cleveland, man. Game one.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Cleveland. I got like, I'm gonna go into the 90s, man. I got Cleveland 97, Golden State 93. I think Golden State really gonna be off and rusty, man. You know?
Okay.
And LeBron James is gonna dictate the pace, man. Cleveland's gonna be in a better flow. When the last time Cleveland played? About 4 or 5 days ago, something like that.
Right.
They Golden State been on what 9-10 days?
Yep.
So I don't know, man. I just got a funny feeling Cleveland's gonna win tonight, man. Look for Kyrie Irving though to have a big night too, man.
No doubt. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio. When we come back, we're going to lock into the NFL, National Football League. Rumor
right.
Have it, Tony Romo may be coming back. Locked and loaded, man. Y'all do not go nowhere. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell, J.O., and the homie Nonfiction Slim. Y'all lock in. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Should I start you or Julio this week? I think I'm leaning towards Julio.
Julio?
He's got a good matchup.
We're teammates.
It's nothing personal. It's just if I win this game, I make it to the playoffs.
But on NFL.com Fantasy Football, what would friends talk about?
So, how's your cat? Cat's doing well. How about your cat? I don't have a cat.
NFL.com Fantasy Football. It's fun, it's free, it's easy.
T7M Radio, this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk with Seven Mitchell, J.O., and Nonfiction Slim. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Let's get into the NFL National Football League. Now, fellas, I don't know if y'all are aware of this. I don't know how serious we're going to take this story, but I wanted to kind of throw this at y'all real quick. Tony Romo's familiar locker room and his number 9 jersey are unclaimed in the training facility in Frisco, Texas at this point. And there's no definition or any definitive meaning or why. Now, if you don't know, Tony Romo is not officially retired yet from the NFL, a process that requires submitting paperwork throughout the league office. He's actually had several interviews with Tony Romo, Jerry Jones have throughout the last couple weeks. What do y'all expect Tony Romo to do this upcoming season? Do y'all expect him to make the return, or do you feel like he's just going to stay broadcasting? Because I feel like
first
if that go down within the first 4 weeks, Romo's coming back.
Bro, he's not a Cowboy anymore, man.
What
he's
that
done.
Mean?
He's not coming back. I'm a Cowboys fan. He's done. He's gone, bro. We released him.
You think if he comes back to the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones would re-sign him?
Listen, man, we don't want to be going in a different direction, bro.
How?
You know
listen
what I mean?
To what I just told you that they won't even clean his locker.
Listen, man. Well, I got a report earlier in my phone saying he got released, bro. You know.
But what I'm saying is, even if he got released, okay, let's say he did get released.
You're gonna bring him back in the.
I'm just saying, if he's been released, why do they still have his locker up and his jersey up?
I don't know, man.
I'm not sure if he's released or not.
I can't 100% confirm. I don't remember him get released. I think he retired because he couldn't get released.
Well, he's not officially retired from the NFL because he haven't submitted the paperwork through the league office.
Well, I got a thing that said the Cowboys released him shortly after he announced his decision to retire.
Yeah. Dallas terminated Romo's contract, which created the savings against the salary cap. I don't know exactly when this happened, so it does say that, but he did not retire from the NFL. But still, I mean, if he even announced that he was coming back to the NFL, Dallas would be the first place knocking, especially if Dak was to go down within the first 4 weeks.
You could probably bring him back for the love, man, but honestly, as a Cowboys fan looking at it, let Tony go somewhere else and stay in the booth for calling games, man. You know?
J.O., knowing how quarterback play is in the NFL, J.O., over under 50%, what's the chances of Tony Romo being in the NFL this next year?
I think it's a cool 50-50. Quarterbacks
okay.
get injured. You know, a lot of people saying they believe that's how Kaepernick may get back in the league, somebody get injured. But somebody get injured, I think Romo is next in line. So, in that way, he could play half a season. He don't got to play a full season and risk getting his back, you know, re-injured. So, I mean, that may be a blessing in disguise on his part.
Maybe not first ballot, but is he a Hall of Fame quarterback to you, Slim?
I think he gets in. He'll get in, man.
Okay. What about you, Jerry?
There's no way he's a Hall of Fame player. There's no way.
They going to
with the number, man. I think he got numbers for it.
Nah, man. He got, what, two wins? And his playoff wins in his career? Nah, that's not going.
He ain't no playoff. He ain't no playoff stud, but he got some decent regular season numbers.
Yeah, his quarterback rating may be top five. It's definitely top 10. I mean, he got some decent numbers, but he's not like he don't have like no Elway or no Marino. He's not that crazy.
He's not in that class, no.
All right. Y'all got any other topics?
He'd be a lock, though. He'd be a lock if he at least had one Super Bowl with his stats.
Now, what if he come back as a coach and gets the ring? Still don't count, do it.
Nah, that don't count. Gotcha. He can go in as a Hall of Fame coach.
Okay. All right. So we ain't going to close the door on Tony Romo return nor possibility Hall of Fame. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7L Radio. Did y'all have anything else y'all wanted to chop up before we sign off for the night? I know we were just going to do a rapid fire show.
Yeah. Speaking of your boy KD, right? He he told the Warriors he'll take $4 million less. Keep the call.
Yeah, I seen his mother was on. I want to say.
She was on Undisputed.
Yeah, Undisputed.
Yeah, she was on Undisputed.
Yeah, she really wasn't feeling that giving up money for what? You know, the last thing I think. At this point, Kevin Durant should be doing is giving up some money. Look like we got New York on the line. We got the boy Grail in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
What's popping, my G?
What up?
Salute.
Yo, what up, everybody?
What's good, guys?
Good.
Who you got tonight, Grail? Game one, Warriors, Cavs.
Come on, man. Yo, the Kardashian curse is in full effect, my nigga. Golden State.
You got Golden State up.
I seen some joint. I don't know if it's fake that Chloe's pregnant by homeboy.
By Tristan.
Oh my God. Yo, Cavaliers might get the Swiffer jet. Fuck.
Swiffer jet. Don't disrespect a kid like that, man. Y'all being too rude. So who do you got overall, Grail, in the finals? Overall or between them? You got the Warriors over the Cavs?
Golden State, my nigga.
What you?
How many games?
How many games?
Yo, 4-2. I like 4-2.
Got them in six.
This
shit ain't
going to
go no
7. Well, wait a minute. Why you been so disrespectful talking about it ain't going to go in 7? What makes you think it's not going to 7?
Because it's not.
Why are you so sold on that?
Yo, your man is not going to go but so far, my nigga.
Who?
Niggas is going to get frill. You know your man Kevin Love. You know your man Kevin Love is suspect. All you got to do is guard the three-pointer. Kevin Love don't got no inside game no more, my nigga.
Don't need it. Don't need it.
Against Golden State, he can get buckets. He can get buckets against Golden State.
He ain't going to get no buckets.
He's going to average a double-double. Draymond, let's not get into the most overrated. Where did he come from? Like, that's a whole nother topic. We're going to have
you
a Draymond.
You saw Michigan State.
A second-round pick. Like, we're going to get into him before this year's out. But this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7L Radio, man. We're about to wrap up. Salute to the fellas. We're going to do a Game 1 recap sometime this weekend and get ready for Game 2. So, y'all stay safe, lock in. It's the Best of Seven Sports Talk.
Salute.
Shout-out to the homie Slim. Big up to J.O.
Salute,
big up to my guy Grail for calling in New York already. Support, man. Big up to y'all. Y'all stay safe. Till next time, man. We out of here. Peace.
Yeah. Later.